Wisconsin's response to the spread of COVID-19 continues to change and grow. The initial public health response now encompasses nearly every sector of society: schools, first responders, businesses, elections, and more. Many Wisconsinites have sent us their questions about the state's response through the Wisconsin Project. To get answers to some of those questions, I spoke today to Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. And we should note that I spoke to the governor ahead of his order this afternoon, which put new limits on gatherings of more than 10 people in the state. Many people are asking questions now about testing guidelines and the availability of tests. What is the state currently doing to expand access to testing, and who should be getting tested now?
We are continuing to work with the federal government on this issue. It's a complex issue. Clearly, there was some delay in the federal government getting started, so we are in a position to continue to do the testing we need to do at this point in time. Clearly, we need to ramp it up. I know the Department of Health has worked with other private entities to put them online to do testing. And right now, it's pretty simple. If people feel that, or they're not feeling well, they go to the doctor decides that they should do this test, then the test is done. We, at one point in time, were required to go through the federal government to make this happen. So now it's our local physicians and their staff that will be making that decision.
The White House yesterday advised people to avoid any gatherings of 10 people or more. Many states in Milwaukee County, among others, have closed restaurants and bars for in-person service as a result of that. Given how quickly federal guidance has changed, should Wisconsin change its order, currently saying no more than 50 people at a gathering at a time? Should we make that 10 people?
That's a great question. As you know, this is all evolving as we speak, and I'm sure it's going to evolve as we go forward. When we made that decision yesterday, we were following the CDC recommendation of 50. I think people get it. The basic message here is that social distancing is really, really important, and whether it's 50 or 10, the bottom line is we need people to make sure that they're using social distancing. That's the only way we're going to make sure that this virus doesn't spread at an astronomical rate. We're always reevaluating that situation about the actual numbers, but I think the people of Wisconsin get it. We should be limiting greatly the number of people we interact with on a daily basis. That said, we also have to make sure that our healthcare workers and our emergency responders are in a position to be able to do their work also. So it's very complex, but we are monitoring that and changing when we decide that it's appropriate.
Perhaps the question we've gotten more than any other is why childcare facilities have been allowed to remain open if schools have been ordered to close for K-12.
Yeah, there's several reasons. One is they are able to close if they wish, and several have. But we also have to make sure that the people that work in our hospitals and our first responders and our physicians and others who use child care, they have to be able to know that their kids are taken care of so that they can take care of us. And so child care facilities are a top priority, as are, just to go to a different place here, we have to make sure that the foods that we have are readily available. We believe that there's certain people in the state that need the child care system to be in place, and we're working with them to make that happen. There are some people that do the work to make sure that we're safe, make sure that we're healthy, their kids are taken care of.
On the flip side, we've received questions from parents who have to continue to work and can't afford child care with children out of school. What kind of assistance might be available for them going forward?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're working with, obviously, the federal government plays a role. The state will play a role in that, and we're evaluating that as we speak. Whether it's small businesses, big businesses, or the people that work there, you know, Wisconsin is not a particularly wealthy state as it relates to average income. And I believe the state and federal government has some responsibility to help people continue to thrive financially and otherwise. And so we'll be looking at opportunities at the state level. Obviously, I believe the federal government should have a huge role in playing this, and that's exactly what the House of Representatives bill is about, is keeping people whole financially, and I think that's important to our economy. You know, our economy is driven by consumer demand, and if people don't have any money, we're lapsed into a severe recession. So I'm hopeful that both the state, but most importantly, the federal government steps up and makes people whole financially.
We've seen a number of states like Ohio postpone primaries. Should Wisconsin move forward with the April election?
Well, that's still under review. I believe at this time, we believe it still should happen. Most importantly, our ability to do early voting or absentee balloting is really to be emphasized, and we've already had hundreds of thousands of people already take advantage of that. So that's the important thing that people can continue to do. I have to point a difference between Ohio and Wisconsin. This is a general election in Wisconsin. We have all sorts of people that are running for office on a nonpartisan basis. This is not a primary except for the presidential race. And so it's much more complex decision for us than it is Ohio, where they just are doing a presidential thing. We have mayors, we have county executives, we have school board members, we have city council people, and they take office shortly after they are elected. And so it's important. So at the present time, we are emphasizing absentee balloting and also making sure that people vote early.
Are you looking at potential further changes for the state workforce? Is there other guidance that might need to be issued to, say, limit the amount of people who are in a state office, for example, or to minimize contact with the public in certain departments?
Yeah, and we are already doing that. I was on a two-hour phone call last night, and we have several of our agencies already at 85% telecommuting. We're continuing to work on that. That, I think, has been a pretty good success story. Obviously, when you talk about certain agencies such as health and social services, and corrections, and others, you can't telecommute and be a prison guard at the same time. So we have to make sure that we do this smart, but we are doing everything we can, and we're one of the largest employers in the state, to make sure that the work is done. Telecommuting is a top priority.
Last week, you ordered that schools would be closed until April 6th. You said at that time that the date may change. When do you and other officials start to revisit that decision and look at whether the order closing schools and maybe some of these other orders might need to be extended?
We are analyzing that every single day and frankly, every single minute. It is a fluid situation. And we're continuing to analyze that. We won't wait till the last minute to make that decision. But it's important for people to understand we're monitoring this and we're relying on science to make these decisions. But there will be many decisions that are made between now and when this virus is taken care of. And I'm very confident the people of Wisconsin are very resilient and they pull together to make sure that everybody's safe. They've done that before in floods and tornadoes and other things. This is a much bigger scale, but I've been very pleased by the response.
Governor Tony Evers, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good day, Brady.
This conversation was informed by questions submitted by our audience as part of the Why Wisconsin Project. Submit your questions or concerns about COVID-19 and we'll do our best to answer them. You can send those questions and get the latest coverage about the outbreak at WPR.org/COVID.